From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, September 10th. Quick read on what moved overnight. 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. Trump payout pledge adds to bond market jitters as auction looms. The US president's promise of a national cash payout for a Republican Party midterm election victory is injecting fresh uncertainties into the Treasury market ahead of a 30-year bond auction, renewing concerns about Washington's fiscal discipline and erratic policymaking. Next, second, from Bloomberg Markets. ECB expected to raise interest rates video. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Markets. Schroeder's buys Hungary bonds in 1990 style bet on euro adoption. And then, fourth, from the daily upside, give me space, ETFs seek to fill a void. Much as the universe is expanding, so is the cosmos of space ETFs. 2 exchange-traded funds have come to market recently that take aim at the burgeoning space economy, a growing collection of firms and industries that comprise space tourism, orbital data centers, satellite manufacturing, and more. The latest US strategies come from VanEck and WisdomTree, whose space funds launched in May and July, respectively. Meanwhile, London-based Seraphim Space recently debuted its new space UCITS ETF in partnership with HANEPF. Next, fifth, from the daily upside, your client's big tech company just IPO'd. Now what? Wanna take some of this off my hands? SpaceX's June IPO made thousands of current and former employees overnight millionaires. Anthropic is expected to go public next month, while opener I could follow sometime next year. Once a company goes public, employees can be left holding highly concentrated stock positions that, if sold, could trigger massive capital gains taxes. The IPO is not the finish line, it's the starting gun on a new set of problems, said Brooks Schaffer, founder of Waypoint West. And the lockup period that typically follows, usually 6 to 12 months, is not a holding period. Up next, sixth, from Pristine Capital. PPI incoming, binary event risk. So, tomorrow's PPI report is really the big one we're all waiting for. It's going to set the tone for whether we see a rate hike in September. The inflation numbers are crucial here, and they'll help clarify what the Fed might do next. Gold miners are showing some weakness, which is interesting given the overall market dynamics. Small caps have been leading, but the gap is closing with some recent weakness in the Russell 2000. It's like a tug of war right now. Keep an eye on those inflation figures. They'll be the deciding factor. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. And then, seventh, from the bubble. Are precious metals really an inflation hedge? I'm publishing this detailed report instead of a midweek technical update because the markets are largely on standby ahead of 2 major US inflation reports this week, the producer price index on Thursday and the consumer price index on Friday. Both have the potential to trigger significant market moves, and I will publish a weekend technical report covering the precious metals market's reaction after both reports are released. Next, eighth, from Zero Hedge, 29 health systems dropping Medicare Advantage plans. Authored by Silver Zhu via The Epoch Times, 29 health systems are dropping Medicare Advantage plans in 2026, citing prior authorization denials, reimbursement issues, and deal renegotiations. The number of terminated contracts this year is down from 40 in 2025 and 32 in 2024, Becker's Hospital Review reported on SEPT. 4. Naples Comprehensive Health, one of America's top 50 hospitals, will go out of network with Centene's WellCare and Healthcare Service Corporation's Health Spring Medicare Advantage plans, effective in 2027. Up next, 9th, from Zero Hedge. DC, DAS ban gets favorable hearing in federal appeals court. Authored by Julian Geiger via oilprice.com, a federal appeals panel appeared inclined Tuesday to let Washington, DC's restrictions on natural gas in certain new buildings stand. The case turns on the Energy Policy and Conservation Act, or EPCA, which gives the Department of Energy authority to set efficiency and energy use standards for appliances including furnaces, water heaters, dryers and stoves. Industry groups argue that DC cannot accomplish through a building code what federal law prevents it from doing directly to an appliance. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.